Well, let's say you don't want anything too substantial immediately before a workout. The closer your workout, the smaller your meal needs to be. You really want to be packing in some real complex carbs. So you want real slow burning, you know, whole grain pastas and rice, you know, lentils. Anything, porridge, oatmeal, you know, anything like a good couple of hours before your workout. Takes a good while to get through your system, but the more you prepare yourself for the workout, the better you'll perform. Try and avoid anything high in sugar, because you will get a crash, especially during your workout. Your energy levels will just drop. By having something that's a little bit slow burning, like a porridge, or carbs, you know, high carbs, pastas and that, etc.
Okay, let's take two scenarios then, Dan. All right, let's say, first of all, we take an office worker and we take a builder. The office worker goes to the gym in Ipswich Town Centre during their lunch break, mm-hmm. All right? Maybe they've had breakfast. When should they eat? If they're going to go to the gym, say, one-ish, mm-hmm. maybe, and try and get back to work by sort of two,
yeah.
When should they have something to eat, and what should they be eating before they go to the gym at lunchtime?
They want to be looking to eat around 10 or 11. Now, that might be tricky because of work commitments. So if they're unable to have anything like an hour or two before workout, you want to be looking to have fruits and vegetables instead. It's real light, and that's where you need to have water as well. No matter what, you want to have a good half a litre of water within the hour of you training. So before you train, no matter what, have a good half litre of water at least, which will just help freshen you up and get you ready. Obviously, you should be drinking plenty of water anyway, but at least beforehand, because you're going to be losing it, fluids during your workout. So it's essential to get it in there beforehand.
And you're the builder, you've been working on site all day, and you decide you're going to go, on the way home, you're going to go to the gym for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. When do you eat then? I mean, is it the same? Because if you've been more physically active, the point I'm getting, if you've been sitting at a desk all day,
yeah,
yeah. You are arguably going to want, you're craving less calories, craving less food than if you've been, in effect, having a workout on a building site. So it's quite different, isn't it, depending on the job, presumably?
Yeah, definitely. If you can prepare that the night before or the morning, you know, so you know that you're going to be able to get to the gym after you finish work. If you've got everything you need an hour before you go to the gym, you know, pack it in, get your carbs in there. You want to be looking to have about 65-75% carbs before a workout and about 15% protein. Try and keep that, say, slow-burning carbs, like I mentioned before. Try and have a good 65-75% of your calorie intake up to about 2 or 3 hours before your workout, about 65-75% carbohydrates, 15% protein.